So because of the tight capital markets, it's put a strain on M&A because there's a limited amount of capital that can be used for buying oil and gas assets. And so it's caused our industry to come up with creative alternatives to your typical mergers and acquisitions. So as an overview of what we're going to discuss today, we've seen a return of SPACs, and those are blank check or shell companies that are target industry and target specific and allows you creative ways with access to capital. Also, you're seeing more and more joint ventures because people have assets that they think have significant value, but they don't think that the current market reflects that value. They want to hold on and drill those assets up. And as ways of doing that, we're seeing E&P drill cos, which is one, and we'll walk through that, which is a way of diversifying the risk but retaining some of the upside and allows people to have targeted access to specific basins and specific wells. We're seeing midstream JVs, pursuant to which E&P providers or molecule providers are working with the infrastructure midstream to come up with a joint venture so that both sides can get the molecules moved and processed and both share in the upside, as well as club deals. Because there's no large third parties buying typical assets, you're seeing more and more private equity funds go into deals together and share in the upside and try to mitigate the risk. And the MLP market, remember that was the hot buzzword 4 or 5 years ago, and now that's pretty much a dead market for various reasons. And so that's causing people, as Michelle said earlier, we're seeing a return to C-Corps in a slow IPO market. The next area we've seen a little bit of a rebirth on offshore. Post-Macondo, I think we've gotten more of a sense of what the government is going to do regulatory-wise. And so people are willing to take more of a risk, but there are significant barriers to access because it is capital intensive as well as significant risk of not being done properly, don't have the proper expertise. Midstream continues to be a hot area. An increase in technology has resulted in